The name of the patient, James Dow, Delta Oscar W. James, 78 year old, had made with history of kidney transplant that was done in 2004. The patient has a history of atrial fibrillation. He is a status post Washman procedure. Period. The patient has been in a fairly stable condition. He kept the weight down. His body weight is 202 pounds. He's following a low sodium diet, the fluid restriction, and comes here for the follow up. Of his condition. The most recent laboratory workup that was done October the 3rd, the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.4. The BUN is 43, and the estimated GFR is 51 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 242 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is pretty close to normal. In the CBC, there is no evidence of. In the CBC, the hematocrit is 38 and the hemoglobin is 12.2, which remain stable. The tacrolimus level is 4.9 micrograms per liter, which is adequate. Since the patient is almost 20 years out after the kidney transplant. Number two, the patient is unable to raise completely the left arm. However, when the left arm is placed in the complete extension and up, he's able to hold the arm without any pain. He doesn't complain about the pain, but there is certainly a alteration in the joint, in ligaments, and for that reason we are going to refer him to the Tampa Orthopedic Institute. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. The uric acid is 6. He hasn't had any activation of the gout, no relapses. Following number. The diabetes mellitus that is under control, following number. Hypothyroidism with a slight decrease in the T3, 2.2, T4 and TSH with the normal limits. We'll continue with the same replacement. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with simvastatin, 80 milligrams. the patient is no longer depressed. He's in a good mood. And he's very stable. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.